to this race. And what do you think about how Tommy Tuberville is punching back? We'll have the latest political ad when we come back. More news and views after the break.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in New York City for the annual Veterans Day Parade. Marine Captain Colleen Randolph is there. It's her first time attending.
It draws a lot of attention to the service of veterans, and that's what today is all about.
The New York City Parade started 100 years ago, celebrating victory in World War I. Vice President Pence will lay a wreath this morning at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and speak at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Two people are reported to have been critically injured during protests in Hong Kong.
Video posted online by Hong Kong outlet Cupid shows a police officer tackling a protester, then pointing his gun at a second and shooting him at close range. In a separate incident, a man was set on fire.
Violence is not going to give us any solution.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, condemning the unrest.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are on the eve of some drastic weather changes, but for today on this Veterans Day, very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s. Much of the day dry. Some spotty showers possible later on in the afternoon. Then tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, mid to late morning, and then fall off drastically. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze. I think the low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 is in jeopardy. We could tie it possibly. Wind chill into the middle teens and sunshine on Wednesday with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car?
Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corksicle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. My name is Joey Clark.
Hi, you darn. I'm Jack Campbell.
Hello, Jack.
What's happening, Joey?
Oh, we're just getting through a manic Monday. This is part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He wants to be your realtor because he loves helping folks both buy and sell homes here in the River region. Well, in one word, you can sum up Eddie Bader. Service. He has your best interest in mind at all times when he is working for you. And that's why he negotiates so hard on your behalf. And he has so many different listings all over the River region, folks. For instance, it's not just in Montgomery. There's a great property Eddie has listed right now. 1794 Dozier Road, Wetumpka, Alabama. 1794 Dozier Road in Wetumpka, Alabama. It's a lovely lovely place. Great for, you know, if you want a garden outside, if you love growing your own fresh fruits, vegetables, flowers, and having fresh eggs from your own chickens, or just a relaxing, you know, comfort out on a big, spacious property, then this listing is right for you. A three-bedroom, two-bath upstairs. It's just an incredible, spacious property. Price tag around $300,000. This is just one example of the many listings Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group has. He's not just one of these agents that's going to hammer a sign in your front yard and wait by the phone. No, he's going to be connecting with his network of buyers and sellers and make sure he can get that done for you very quickly, whether you're looking to buy or sell. He can also help you manage properties through the Goodson Group. So give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662. If you want to find more listings, find Eddie Bader on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses. There's more than just this place in Wetumpka, also places in Montgomery, Prattville, all over the River region. So again, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662. Before we get into this ad, because here's what's happened, folks, is Jeff Sessions has announced. At first, it's like, okay, it's good to actually hear from the guy. I think the radio silence for several years did not do him justice. But it's not like he's just going to skate his way to the nomination. he has a real fight on his hands.
Oh, there's no question about it.
Well, you would say he's the presumed front runner right now, Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, I would. And you know what? I haven't seen any polls.
No.
But I think Jeff's going to have a rude awakening, and I'm, you know, he may start out as a front runner because at this point in time, now the primary is in March, it's not that far away, but at this point in time, he probably has the most well-known name beside Tuberville.
Right.
So yeah, he might be a little ahead right now, but when these people get done doing a number on him and reminding people that Trump fired him, he could come in third place behind Tommy Tuberville and Roy Moore.
Well, let's play this.
Because, you know, the more folks in the race, right, the smaller everybody's percentage is going to be.
Absolutely.
Listen to this, though.
This is the Tommy Tuberville ad since Sessions announcement. Jack sent me this weekend. This is hard-hitting and good stuff.
If you could have one do-over as president, what would it be?
I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General.
President Trump fires Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions is out.
Jeff Sessions, he is out as the Attorney General.
President Trump said D.C. insider Jeff Sessions was a total disaster and an embarrassment to Alabama. It's time for a conservative outsider who will have Trump's back.
We've got one guy fighting in Washington, D.C. That's Donald Trump. The career and establishment politicians, they have proven they can't get it done in Washington, D.C. Enough is enough. Let's quit sending them up there. I'm not a career politician. I'm really a politician's worst nightmare. I want to help Donald Trump fight the swamp, fight the career politician, fight the guys that have been up there forever, and send somebody with common sense, a fresh set of ideas. I'm not looking for a career. I'm looking to help save this country with Donald J. Trump.
Now, what's very interesting about that ad to me is you don't hear Tommy Tuberville say the president fired Jeff Sessions. These are all from news reports. The first was, what was your biggest mistake? Chuck Todd of NBC News asked that to Trump, and he said, I should have never hired Jeff Sessions. That was his worst mistake. And then you hear three news people. One of them is Sean Hannity, and one of them is Laura Ingraham, and I don't know who the third one is, all saying that he was fired. And then you hear Trump, an announcer come back and say that Trump said that hiring Jeff Sessions was a total disaster and an embarrassment to Alabama. He did not say embarrassment. He said embarrassment, but the Tuberville team added to Alabama.
Right.
It's not part of the quote. So... but I'm going to tell you, this ad's going to hurt Jeff Sessions. It's going to remind voters that he's not there and that the president got rid of him. And it's going
to
hurt him.
Well, and I think it's also effective to follow up with all that is actually having Tommy Tuberville there sitting in his truck, you know, talking directly.
Oh, it's like the old Bobby Bright ad from 2008 where he's driving the truck with his dog in the truck.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is Tuberville just going to go on name ID, or is he really going to get into the fray? He's really getting into the fray.
Like, oh, yeah.
He's speaking forcefully, not only on the issues and helping the president, but this is a hard-hitting ad, but I think also fair in many respects.
Oh, it's totally fair. And when you hear Jeff Sessions talking on Tucker Carlson about, I support the president, I support his agenda, and then you hear this, it makes you wonder, now, is he really that big of a person that he gets fired by the president who calls him basically inept, and you're still going to be there with him? I think it puts doubt in people's minds. And I think it's very effective that Tuberville himself never in this ad takes a shot at, not with his own voice, he doesn't take a shot at, you may want to play it again in a second. I know you probably don't want to, but...
But also, you don't have to attack Jeff Sessions' character, and nobody should attack Sessions' character.
No, he's, you know...
But you can make, a very straight-faced claim that your decision to recuse yourself was inept.
And I'm going to tell you something. I do not think that Trump is going to stay silent during this election.
Right.
He already mentioned before getting on Marine One on Saturday... about the coach in Alabama that's running.
Right, right.
Now, somebody told me this morning, and I don't know if this is true or not, that Jeff Sessions had planned to publicly endorse Bradley Byrne.
Had planned to, has
not done it, but had told people that he was going to support Bradley Byrne. Now, this takes the air out of Bradley Byrne's balloon if that's the case. Now you're going to end up running against the guy you said you were going to support. Now, I don't know if that's true. That's just a rumor I heard from a person I consider a political insider, but what you hear is not always true, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, let's go to the folks, as some are saying, but let's go actually to one guy, my favorite local curmudgeon, Red Top. Welcome to News and Views.
Good morning. Your favorite curmudgeon here. And you know what? Jeff Sessions is part of the swamp, man. He's part of the deep state. He's been there a long time. He voted for the Patriot Act, not to mention how bad he was on the war on drugs. And he still hadn't given any kind of explanation on what the hell he did up in D.C. and how he screwed it up. So, you know, the boy, and I think that Tuberville ad is awesome.
Right.
I'd vote for an Auburn coach any damn day. And I'd say go Tigers to him to just get his butt up there and let him grout for the president. That's the first person I've heard of any of these politicians in Alabama go straight for Donald Trump, say they're going to be for Donald Trump, and support him.
Wait a minute. I don't know where you've been because, you know, anybody running this year saying they're going to be on Trump's, you know, team. At least the congressional people who are running.
Well, as far as senatorial, he's the first one I heard talk like that.
Well, I don't think you'll hear Bradley Byrne say he's going to be with Trump 100%.
No, Bradley's been running out in front of the camera.
Dead. I don't want anybody that ain't with our president 200%.
But Bradley Byrne's been running in front of the camera on all this impeachment stuff, so he's trying to hug and defend the president as much as anybody. And I know, you know, having talked to John Merrill, our Secretary of State, he supports the president. It's just that Tommy Tuberville's being the most forceful.
Well, he's got the money to be on TV to do it right now.
Well, and he's also, I think, got clear outsider status. He doesn't need the job. Yeah. He's got the money.
Roy Moore and Jeff Sessions are part of the old world. We want to get rid of the old world and bring on some new people with very structured and defined principles. And I feel none of these other people have them.
Well, you're not. And thing about Roy Moore, he's going to talk about God, family, and country, but he's too much. He's so much into himself. You'll never hear him say, "I love Donald Trump and I'm going to support him 100%. You'll never hear Roy Moore say that because he really doesn't believe it. He's out for Roy Moore. He doesn't really care who's president.
And I feel Jeff Sessions is out for Jeff Sessions. Otherwise, he would not have recused himself. He would have gone to battle for Donald Trump and fought off this thing to start off with and said, these guys are full of it. Let's get on with the president's business. He didn't have the guts to do that. And so I'm ready for have somebody to go in and fight like gladiators. Put a Spartacus in there, a guy that's ready to lay down the law for the president and our country and the people of Alabama. So I'm so far convinced that Tommy Tuberville is the one. So I'm glad to say I have an Auburn man I can support. And Joey's probably glad about that, too.
Oh, sure. No, my freshman year was Tommy Tuberville's last year's coach.
And these interviews with the fans outside the stadium were awesome. And I spoke with somebody who actually went to the game. They said the reception for the president was extremely
good. Yeah, I've talked to a couple
of
people who went and said it was deafening.
Well, you know, people in Alabama down here have more class than to boo the president.
That's true.
Period, exclamation point. So I'm glad he came to a place where people have some damn manners.
Well, I think if Trump had been at Auburn, he would have gotten the same raucous.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. And by a different token, I feel if Obama would have come to Alabama, I don't think everybody would have booed him.
I don't either.
I don't either because we have more class than that here. So those Yankees got no class and no manners. They can just rot in hell. At least we have some etiquette down here. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Red Top.
Thank you, Red Top. Real quick before we hit this break, Jack, I've got a silly story out of Texas. Not a Florida story, a Texas story.
Okay, what is it?
Harris County, Texas.
That's where Houston is.
Okay, a grand jury there in Harris County, where Houston is, in Texas, has indicted a deputy. Deputy's name is Ellison Collins. They've indicted him for misdemeanor assault. So what exactly did he do? Well, he slapped a 61-year-old man so hard it knocked him to the ground outside of IHOP. Collins' body camera was not on at the time, but another officer's camera caught him repeatedly telling them to slap him. The man raised his hand to Collins, but it's not clear from the video if he actually struck him. Collins then slapped the man. Afterwards, two other deputies handcuffed the man. Media reports say it isn't clear what led to the encounter. It also isn't clear if any of the other deputies present will face any sanctions. But apparently, it sounds like from the video, this officer was goading the 61-year-old man to raise his hand. Slap me, sir. Why don't you slap me, sir? I don't know how professional that is. Probably why the grand jury indicted him there.
Indicted the deputy.
But, I mean, it's an IHOP. I thought you'd be so hopped up on sugar that, well, maybe they're on the high end of the sugar rush.
Well, what if you asked for sugar-free syrup?
Yeah, that too.
That's what I do. If
Could I get the stuffed French toast? Could you make it sugar-free?
Yeah, well, that sure won't happen. That's impossible.
We got to hit this break. Oh, my. We should have smacked him with the pancake.
When we come back, I want to talk about a new sponsor.
Oh,
not
absolutely.
A new sponsor, but a rejuvenated sponsor.
Welcome them back.
Yes, welcome them back.
More news and views after this. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the show, 272-9228. We'll be right back, folks.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by, non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back
to News and Views.
News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
This song, Diamond Girl, goes out to Troop Booth's business, Heirloom Jewelers.
Oh, yeah.
We welcome them back as a sponsor. I went over and talked to Troop Friday. We had a great conversation. What they have over there is a true mom-and-pop shop. And he has a case full of heirloom jewelry. He said what he liked about heirloom jewelry was that back then it was a true art and a true craft. The way they, you know, painstakingly made those rings and necklaces and bracelets and pendants and all that. And it was a pleasure to talk to. And we welcome him back as a proud sponsor of News and Views from 9 to noon. They're at 69... I can't really read this because they're on the corner of Vaughn Road and Watchman Circle, if you know where that is. If you go down Vaughn and you pass Bell, if you're going east, you pass Bell, and there's a little street that shoots off to the right called Watchman Circle. It's cross street from a closed, what's the hamburger joint? My God, what is wrong with my mind today? Where they walk to your car.
And Sonic?
Sonic, my right. gosh. Anyway, and they're
right over there
across from Joe Ray Me and a lot of those Asian restaurants. He's on the corner there, and he's in a little strip center, maybe three businesses in there. And it's really cool, and he had just a case full of really beautiful jewelry.
Yeah.
In fact, I know that my niece's husband went there recently and bought my niece a bracelet from there, and they were very pleased. And he's a great guy. And you can... give him a call. What is that number, Joey? Because I really can't read it. But
You can call him today, folks. 260-260-0066. 260-0066.
That's Troop Booth. Get in touch with Troop. He and his wife both worked there. She wasn't there Friday because they had a sick kid, but he was in there. And he's just as friendly and nice as can be and very learned about the products that he offers. So go by there. Give them a shout-out. Say News and Views sent you, and we are delighted that he's back on our show as a sponsor. Thank you, Troop. And, folks, if you are looking for some really pretty jewelry, go by there and check it out. He knocks out the middleman, and he deals directly with the person that he purchases stuff from and then sells to you.
6948 Vaughn Road.
6948 Vaughn Road.
260-0066, or you can visit them online, Heirloom Jewelers. AL.com, Heirloom Jewelers AL.
Give them a try, and thank you, Troop.
Thank you, yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Troop Booth. Let's go to the phones now to Flower Child. Flower Child, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Of course, you know I'm a always sessions.
That's
gal.
Cool.
Okay. And this is a couple talking points. Sessions is 72, Mitch McConnell is 77, and Shelby is 85 years old. So probably we won't have a senior senator in the next few years, right?
Well, the rumor is that Sessions is going to, Shelby's going to give it up in 2022, but you never know about him because he's pretty vibrant.
Yes, I agree, but I'm just pointing out the age difference. And it is important for us to have a senior senator, okay? And Session was an original Trumper. He came out first supporting Trump. Day one.
I know, but he left Trump when Trump needed him the most.
Well, the optics are important.
Well, the Democrats don't worry about optics. Why should Republicans?
Because Republicans don't fight like Democrats.
We need to learn how to fight like Democrats. I'll say that.
I agree with you, but I just think that we'll find out when it comes down who Trump. I mean, we have no idea. We're just not pontificating.
I know. You're right.
Who is going to be what, you know, kind of thing. But the Senate, somebody said he was a deep state member. The Senate confirmation on Sessions, where he's been there for 20 years, was 52-47. Does that sound like a vote of a deep state member?
Well,
and given that his meetings and conversations with Kislyak were leaked by the deep state, you know.
Yeah, I don't think, and I think Red Top was wrong in calling him a deep state guy. But I think he went into that AG's office a bit naive, a little maybe over his head, not in but in listening to insiders like Rod Rosenstein, who we'd know later offered to be wired to go in and talk to the president later, calling it just a joke. I don't think it was a joke.
Well, maybe, but we don't know what the plan was. Okay? I'll give you that much. And I personally think that, and see, he's not running for AG again. He's running for state senator for the state of Alabama, which we have all dearly loved him as state senator. And I just believe Sessions knows where the saying is, he knows where the bodies are buried in the Senate, okay? And he can help drain that Senate swamp, whether they're rhinos or they're Democrats. I just think that's the way Sessions is going to roll.
Well, you may be right, but I'm sorry. I don't think we ought to reward him for... I mean, I'm ready for a new face. I'm ready for an outsider. You can't say Sessions is an outsider. I mean, he's outside to Trump, but
I mean, he has Joey said something like the second highest rating as being honorable in the Senate.
Right. I don't hear anybody attacking Jeff Sessions' character.
No, and I don't think you will. And I personally like Jeff Sessions.
Well, let me leave it like this. If Trump comes out at the end and supports Sessions, I just ask that everybody support Sessions.
If he's the nominee, I will certainly support him over Doug Jones, but...
Well, anybody would.
Well, I don't know. There's some Republicans who, because Roy Moore was the nominee, voted for, you know, they didn't support him. And I didn't either. I'm sorry, I just didn't vote.
Yeah.
But,
Well, I know, but I just think that give him time. I think you'll find out that he was a stealth bomber and not a traitor to Trump.
Well,
that's my opinion.
I don't think, Trump has been so vociferous about this issue and not backing down, saying that, he was a disaster and things like that. I don't see Trump coming out to support him.
Well, we'll just wait.
I mean, we'll see. You're right, Flower Child. I don't want to argue with you. I like you. You're a great caller, but I think we just disagree on Jeff Sessions. But that doesn't mean you're not a friend of the program, so.
Well, thank you, Jack.
Okay. You call anytime.
Okay, bye, Jack.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you,
Flower Child.
War Eagle.
Roll Tide.
Let's go to the phones. We started off this segment talking about Heirloom Jewelers, and I believe Sharon wants to tell us a little something about True Booth. Hey, Sharon, welcome to News and Views.
Thank you. Yes, I do. My grandson just went there and bought his, hopefully, fiance's engagement ring. It was absolutely stunningly gorgeous. It was diamond and sapphire.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and he just absolutely fell in love with True Food.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah. Tyler told me it's the best jeweler he's ever known.
Wow.
So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. And, oh, by the way, Jack, I am 100% on board with you about Jeff Sessions.
Well, thanks, Sharon.
It's time for him to go home. Him and Charlotte Meadows. Adios.
Thank you for the call, Sharon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. I wonder if that's the Sharon I used to know. Sharon Needles, do you think that's her?
Well, I have no clue, Jack. I didn't know Sharon Needles.
Are you not getting it? Sharon Needles?
Now that you've laid it out, I was playing dumb.
You're doing a really damn good job.
Well, I'm quite skilled.
Hey, we have Mark Montiel on hold, and we'll get to you, Mark, right after this commercial break.
More news and views after that break. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground with continued concerns about what's happening in trade talks with China, and Mike Murphy at Rosecliff Capital says what's happening in Hong Kong is a concern to investors, too.
If there's more chaos over there in Hong Kong, it could spread to China, it could spread to the trade war that's out there. So we don't want, as an investor, you don't want to see more unrest over in Hong Kong. You would like to see some sort of a resolution.
The former Weight Watchers, WW International, just launched a new program which it believes will have broad appeal. Its shares lost ground last week after a disappointing summer quarter. Despite the new launch today, its stock is down 2%. Adidas is closing its factories run by robots near Atlanta and in Germany. Reuters says the plants were actually expensive. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are on the eve of some drastic weather changes, but for today on this Veterans Day, very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s. Much of the day dry. Some spotty showers possible later on in the afternoon. Then tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, mid to late morning, and then fall off drastically. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze. I think the low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 is in jeopardy. We could tie it possibly. Wind chill into the middle teens and sunshine on Wednesday with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. Joey Clark here. Alongside me, Jack Campbell.
I'm actually in front of you. I'm not alongside you. I mean,
nor am I in front of you.
Well,
we're facing each other, sitting across a desk.
Yes, we're not speaking literally.
Is that your foot?
No, not my foot. I've only got one.
Well, I'm going to have to look into that. What is going on under the desk? Anyway, 272-9228.
Could be a rat in your pocket.
No.
Really?
272-9228 if you want to get in. And that's exactly what a familiar voice and name did. Mark Montiel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Joey. I'm afraid to come in on top of that conversation. maybe that wasn't the right thing to say.
No, I don't know. Like, I felt something under the desk.
Now, Joey, I want to talk to you a second about my friend Jack. He's a populist now. What was that word you used a minute ago? What was that word?
Vociferous.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about Bocephus or something. That's what a populist people.
Or abominicious.
Well, now let's go to this Sessions Tuberville thing. Now I'm gonna get Jack. He hadn't even thought about this. So, you know, Jack's a reasonable guy, and he'll be open minded about this Senate race, just like I am. Although I'm on back Sessions, I believe I'm for him.
Okay.
You're not
into Trump like we are on this show.
Well, that's true.
All right.
But let me bring back a name from the past that'll make you flinch a little bit. Who was going in and out of the Auburn Athletic Department on a daily basis up to all of his shenanigans when Tommy Tuberville was maybe one of the most powerful people at Auburn University?
Was it somebody still kind of waiting?
Are you talking about like Pat Dye or something like that?
I'm talking about the former Speaker of the House, yep. Mike Hubbard.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Now, I want you to think about this a second. I'm not about to innuendo Coach Tuberville into this. But Tommy Tuberville is not an outsider. He's a first-time person running for politics. And during all those years at Auburn University, and Joey's the Auburn guy, so this probably gets the hair on his neck up. I'm a Bama guy. You're a Bama guy, Jack. Yeah,
explains,
we have our own problems at Alabama.
That explains it. That explains it.
Yes, but Mike Hubbard kind of had his way with the athletic department monetarily for years. Now, that may be Jay Jacobs. It may have been the Housel AD. But
it was,
I'm not ready to give Tuberville a pass on being an outsider yet.
Okay. Well, I don't care whether he is or not, but he's never served before.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, a lot of people hadn't served before, but we've been surprised about those from time to time. So my view, and I'll get out of the way, and Ed Henry probably laid it out last week, Sessions had a pretty good rollout. Now, my criticism is he's another person over 70 wanting to be in office, and I have problems with that. I'd rather see some new blood coming in. But Tuberville's no spring chicken either. Bradley Burns not a spring chicken. He's a couple years older than me.
Yeah.
But I do think we need to have a senator that we know will be able to kind of... I thought was it Flower Child or the lady that articulated procession?
Yeah.
She did a very good job at laying it out. You need somebody who can step in and actually work those committees, work behind the scenes with friends. He had 11 senators come out for him last week. Now, that's not bad. But 11, including Shelby.
Come out for who? Jeff?
They came out for Sessions. Yeah. I saw a press release. Yeah, so... It's going to be an interesting race, but I do agree with you on Judge Moore. His time has passed. He needs to, but nothing's going to stop him from running. But I'm very, I think he messes up the race, and that's the reason Doug Jones is in there now.
I totally agree. His ego is bigger than his love for Alabama, is all I got to say about Roy Moore.
Now, one fun topic. Of course, Biscuit was at the game, Martin Jr., and he and I were texting. We're pulling for our Crimson Tide. I'm at home. But Mackenzie, the little tiger that she is, she goes to LSU, so she's enjoying the experience that Auburn students have had, Alabama students, of being in school at a time when you're making a national championship run. So it was kind of a weird Saturday for me. I was so happy for her and so excited. And at this age, look, it's a football game to me. But we'll get them. We may get into playoffs.
I think Joe Burrow just won the Heisman on Saturday.
Yeah, LSU looked so dominant at the end of that game. That looked like a championship team.
Well, if you look at all the playoffs, it's strange, but even Alabama on these predictors, they're like a 69% chance of still getting in the playoffs. So it may be a 1-4 LSU Alabama.
That's what we'll find out tonight isn't it tonight they come out with it?
I believe so. Well, y'all got to get through Auburn first, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting cocky. Well, Gus needs to. Gus got to get through Georgia.
That's
so
true.
We all have one. Well, look, y'all are doing a great job. Congratulations on your new sponsor. And it's easier to call in and pop you rather than pop you on Facebook.
No,
I'll that, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. I appreciate that you had the huevos to ding us. And
yes, sir.
We'll fight back, but we're still buddies. All right,
buddy.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, y'all have a good day. I'll talk to you later.
All right, appreciate it. That was a very good call. I mean, he didn't agree with us and got his point across and...
Well, I'm fairly agnostic on the Senate race. I'm calling it like I see it in terms of, I think Tommy Tuberville has the best message right now and is hitting all the right notes. And I think it's doing it from a genuine place. Personally, maybe it's because I've had the chance to talk to him so much. I like John Merrill a lot.
Oh, I do too. I love John. He's great.
But there's a few months left, so I'm going to wait to see how this plays out. I'm still agnostic on who I'm doggedly supporting. If anybody, it takes a lot to earn my vote.
I got to say this. I forgot Troop Booth is closed on Mondays, and here it is Monday. We're advertising, but we welcome him back.
Good.
He's out buying and doing other stuff on Mondays, but he's open Tuesday through Saturday, I believe.
That's why he has such good inventory. It's hand-selected by Troop Booth.
And he's got a lot. I mean, those cases were jammed as beautiful stuff. Anyway.
Well, let's hit this break, reset the dial. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. More after this break.
You can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son. Just the same. Venture a highway in the sunshine where the days are
and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks.
Little Hall of Notes. Kiss on my list. It's really funny. I heard John Oates interviewed by Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I think it was last year, may have been 18. But he was a great guest on the show. And Harvey was saying he was just a big Hall & Oates fan, the most prolific duo in rock and roll history. But John Oates said one of the funny things, he said, you know, he was explaining how the song... one of their songs about rejection.
Mm-hmm.
That some girl had stood him up on New Year's Eve. Maneater, and it was, mm-hmm. and they thought it was about this girl. And you know, my mother was riding around with me one day and said, "Is that song supposed to be dirty?" I said, "No, I don't think." And so I remember.
Whoa, here she comes.
But it was about New York City in general. They were up there visiting how the whole city can just eat you alive. Anyway.
Doggy dog.
So then he said, you know, what was funny about the song Kiss on My List is that the people that come up to him and say, "I love your song Kiss on My Lips."
Misheard lyrics.
Yeah, totally. So many people think that song is Kiss on My Lips, but it's really Kiss on My List. What should be on your list if you're in the home buying business? Or the home refinancing business.
Especially if you're a veteran.
If you're a veteran and you're not real sure that you got the best deal going on your mortgage, you need to call our friend Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Now, I don't know if they're open today because it's Veterans Day.
Right.
And the federal government's closed, state government, and I think city government as well. So you probably won't get her today, but if you are looking to buy a home the first time, if you want to refinance, excuse me, and especially if you're a veteran, give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223. She's going to shop around and find you the best deal possible. That's her job, that's her passion, and that's her goal. And sometimes it won't be what you want to hear. She may say, "Hey, look, I've shopped around, and what you're paying right now is a pretty good deal, and I wouldn't change it." But if she can make it work for you, she will. That's Kim Williams and her team at Alabama Home Mortgage, ALA Home Mortgage, or is it? You can do either one, or alabamahomemortgage.com.
Yes, that's the way to do it, alabamahomemortgage.com.
And it's 567-4223. She has saved our listeners millions of dollars over the 5 years that she has been advertising with us, 5.5 years. And we love having them as a sponsor.
NMLS number 1586368, of course, an equal housing lender. Again, folks, check out Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223 or on the web at alabamahomemortgage.com. So this week really is impeachment week. Are you happy?
You know, I think this, you know how I feel about it.
All these folks watching all the president's men, reminded them of the good old days. I really think that's kind of what's going on here. There are a lot of impressionable young men and women who watch too much Watergate hearings and too many James Bond films. And they're like, ooh, I'll become a super secret spy. And of course, some of them have been caught up in the Me Too movement. I actually watched From Russia with Love last night. Old Connery Bond film. Great stuff. Reminded me of why I love Austin Powers so much. It's so good. But those movies really do hold up. But, you know, you've got all these bureaucrats and intelligence officials, and that's who's on the side of the Democrats. But the Republicans have called people. They've submitted a witness list of people they'd like to call. Please, Mr. Schiff. Please, Mr. Chairman Adam Schiff and members of the committee.
If you think Adam Schiff is going to allow Hunter Biden to testify, you've lost your mind.
They have called Hunter Biden. They have also called Hunter's former business partner, Devin Archer, as well as former
but
DNC.
What you're saying is the Republicans have submitted those names
yes.
to Adam Schiff. These people we want to call. Right. It will never happen.
Well, they also want to hear from Alexandra Chalupa, the former DNC operative, as well as the anonymous whistleblower and anybody that the anonymous whistleblower talked to after Trump's July 25th phone call with President Zelensky of Ukraine.
I'm telling you, Nixon, and I don't think he should have been impeached. It was a, you know, I don't think there's any proof that he conspired to have the DNC headquarters broken into. But there was certainly was a cover up, and it would have never. If Alexander Butterfield had never testified, he's the guy that said, "Oh yeah, there was an extensive taping system in the Oval Office."
Right.
He's the one that brought it to light. Anybody, what? Taping system? Of course, Johnson did it.
Right.
And I don't know if Kennedy did it or not, but that, you know, just like back then when the Democrats were in charge, they glossed over anything Johnson did. And they said, oh, it's a taping system. So they wanted to hear all these Watergate tapes. And to Rosemary Wood's credit, dear old girl, she was Nixon's personal secretary. She stepped on the record button when she was listening to the tapes and erased 18 and a half minutes over, which was probably the most damning conversation Nixon had. I can't remember if it was Ehrlichman or Haldeman or who it might have been, but she certainly
right.
earned my patriot status for doing that. But, of course, that's what ultimately cost Nixon the presidency, is there really was a cover-up. And let me tell you, Trump didn't cover this up. He made the transcript available, which to the shock of Democrats, because they thought he would never do it, and then they could get him on obstruction. Well, that's just not the case. Now, they may impeach him on quid pro quo, which is just total nonsense. It's chicanery is what it is.
No, I think these folks in the Democratic Party, as well as some of their operatives, had all sorts of corrupt things going on in Ukraine after a coup against the government of Ukraine in 2014.
Right.
And when Donald Trump was hot on your heels, and the Eric Ciaramella, the whistleblower, was involved in all this, so he knows that Trump was getting warmer, warmer, warmer. Yeah, when he was getting warmer, warmer, warmer and figuring out what you corrupt bastards were up to, now you turn around and try to impeach him. I'm glad the president did what he did. And I hope you pay for it in 2020.